Our scripture text is taken from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 6 in verse 3. Why should the work cease? And we will begin by reading in verse 1. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors and the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono, but they thought to do me harm. So I sent messages to them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? But they sent me this message four times, and I answered them in the same manner. And then Sanballat sent his servant to me as before, the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand. And it was written, it is reported among the nations, and Geshem says that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall that you may be their king. And you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. Now these matters will be reported to the king. So come, therefore, and let us consult together. And then I sent to him, saying, no such things as you say are being done, but you invent them in your own heart. Now the year was 445 BC. Nehemiah was formerly the king's cupbearer, but he would attain to become the governor in the land. And his mission was to rebuild the walls in the city of Jerusalem. Inasmuch as this work was for the glory of God, there was opposition. Note that if you do much, you will face much opposition. But if you do little, you will face little opposition. Satan's minions will not bother you, for they do not waste their time on those who profess the Lord and have little to no impact. And so it has always been, that Nehemiah might have said, as Paul, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Friends, is not the Lord's work urgent? Let us be of the same mind as Christ, who said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. And so, in the spirit of Christian revival, let us ask the words of our text. Why should the work cease? Why should the work cease concerning the church? And why should the work cease concerning ourselves? First, the church. The work of the church is primarily twofold. First, to go. Go preach the gospel. And second, to make disciples. Although the Bible Great Commission is clear, its work, sadly, has ceased in the majority of those places that call themselves Christian, where the wisdom of men is exalted above the wisdom of God, where social justice and reformation of society take precedence over the gospel, where tradition trumps truth, where the church has become a center of entertainment that imitates the world rather than a center of holiness that irritates the world, and where compromise and ecumenism have become the order of the day. Friends, the church ought to spend 90% of its time on soul winning and making disciples. And so I ask you, why should the work cease? And yet, we engage in petty arguments, infighting, and power struggles, and these in God's house, and this is to our shame. Let the world ascribe to the church its own evil motives, as it did to Nehemiah. But we, in the words of Dr. Smith, shall keep on keeping on. Amen? Amen. We lived through a pandemic. And the first question we asked ourselves is, why should the work cease? Let it become an occasion for Revival 2020. So we asked the Lord to give us the hottest day of the year in the middle of July that we might come out and have a tent revival and preach His word publicly and unabashedly. Friends, when adversity comes, let us redouble our efforts. It may be that, as in the days of Jeremiah and Ezekiel, few will hear. Or it may be, as it was in the days of Jonah at Nineveh, that the entire city will repent in sackcloth and ashes, beginning with the king. Friends, I don't suppose that that wicked city has anything on us. So, church, be faithful. It is enough. It is all God requires of us. Where has our zeal gone off to? Our doctrine may be pure and certain, well defined by the good book, but have we become as the church at Ephesus? As we read in the second chapter of Revelation, beginning in the second verse, our Lord commands these words to be written. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not. We got one of those running around on our radio waves right now, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Do you hear that? Have we, to some degree, lost the zeal of our first love? Has the church, God's church, Bible believers, drifted from our first mission? And if we continue on that road, you hear what's going to happen? God will remove your lampstand. You know what the lampstand is? The church. If you will not repent in sackcloth and ashes, as the Ninevites did, He's going to close the church. And so He ought to close the church under such circumstances and replace it with some folks who are going to have zeal fitting for their profession and their calling. And you know why He'd have to close the church? Because this is what the Lord spoke. By those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all the people, I must be glorified. And so I ask you again, why should the work cease in the church? Our second point is like the first. Why should the work cease in ourselves? And so we begin with the question, did the work ever begin in you? Did the work ever begin in you? Now, faith in God through Jesus Christ, to believe that he died for your sins and rose from the dead, that faith will save you. But take heed that your profession has not been of the basest sort, a false profession, for it is written that even the demons believe and tremble. Show me your faith by your works. Perhaps you started well. You couldn't put down your Bible. You came to church 3 times a week, even though we're only open 2 times a week. And you told others of the salvation and the hope that you found in Jesus. You pleaded with your family that they might be saved, that they might not be left behind to spend an eternity separated from God as fodder for the flames of hell. You did all this, but why did the work cease? Was it because of laziness? Was it a complaining spirit? A negative disposition? A coddling of sin? There's no good answer to the question posed to us in our text. Why should the work cease? Therefore, let every mouth be stopped. Let every heart repent. Let every heart confess its sin. Has it ceased because of your dissatisfaction? Do you think that the grass is greener in some other place? Have you bought the lie that there is still yet time? Now, instead of redeeming time, you waste it doing things that do not glorify God and are of no value add to the kingdom. Have you grieved, even quenched, the work of God the Holy Spirit in your life? Have discouragement and hard circumstances become roadblocks rather than opportunities for a resilient, godly testimony? Why should the work cease? There is a saying on Broadway in New York City that the show must go on. Now, folks taking the Broadway to destruction are set on going on, continuing on. It was read here earlier. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The beautiful narrow gate. I used to say the wicket gate, but everybody used to think I was saying wicked gate. So I don't say that anymore. Is Christ not the door to the gate by whom the sheep enter? Marvel at this strange coincidence. The beginning of the rebuilding of the wall under Nehemiah began with the sheep gate. And the sheep gate was hung by guess who? You never believe it. The high priest. The high priest. And so, in Nehemiah chapter 3, In verse 1, we read this. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they built the sheep gate, and they consecrated it, and they hung its doors. They built as far as the Tower of the Hundred, and consecrated it then as far as the Tower of Hananel. We are the sheep, and Jesus is our high priest. And if we will be rebuilt, revived, awakened, it is there that we shall begin again. The revival work is in our midst. God will surely do it if we want Him to. It is within His power. It is His perfect will. But He gives us free will. And so will it be said that in our exercise of that permissive will the work continue or will the work cease? So friends, I leave you with these five words. Why should the work cease? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this great time of worship through the preaching and teaching and study of Your Word, through the fellowship. May what happens here today have eternal benefits and results for the glory of Your kingdom. And that the work might continue in our midst, that we might be found rejoicing at all that You are doing and continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.